And welcome back to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. Today's story, No Canada. In case you haven't noticed, the Toronto Raptors of the National Basketball Association are not playing their home basketball games in Toronto this season. No, they have been quietly toiling in Tampa, Florida. I just learned today that Major League Baseball's Toronto Blue Jays have begun their 2021 season playing their home games in, wait for it, Dunedin, Florida. Now, to save you a trip to your map, that's just north of St. Petersburg, Florida, which is just across the bridge west of Tampa. So yes, Toronto's two professional sports franchises are currently playing their home games in the United States in western Florida. What gives? With this lingering COVID pandemic, the country of Canada is even more paranoid about the spread of this evil virus than here in the United States. The Canadian government has extremely rigorous travel restrictions in place, and I mean really restrictive. Now, here's what you must do if you're traveling to Canada via air. Now, this is not made up. This is according to the Canadian government's own website. I'm quoting here, as of February 21, 2021, travelers, unless exempted, will be required to A. reserve a government-authorized hotel for 3 nights prior to departure to Canada. 2. Take a COVID-19 molecular test on arrival in Canada. 3. Stay in a government-authorized hotel while awaiting the results of the COVID-19 molecular test taken on arrival. 4. Pay for the cost of the hotel stay, as well as associated cost for the food, security, transportation, and infection prevention and control measures. To sum this up, you must reserve and pay for 3 nights at an approved government hotel after your airplane arrives in Canada. You must also then pay for your own food, your own transportation, and of course your own special COVID-19 test too. Now you might want to plan on spending at least $1,000 US currency for this lovely 3-day government mandated quarantine before getting to see the sights up in lovely Canada. Now, if you're coming into the province of Alberta, a single occupancy nightly cost for your hotel can run $180 to $475 per night. Double occupancy, $230 to $500 per night. If you're coming into British Columbia on the west side, single occupancy ranges from $420 to $530 per day, or double occupancy at $440 to $730. In Toronto, Ontario, the price range for your single occupancy hotel will be $300 to $400 per night, double occupancy $450 to $550. And in Montreal, Quebec, $320 to $450 for a single, $420 to $580 for a double. Now this is really expensive and really wild. Before you think you can sneak out of there early though, you better think twice about that. Because if Dudley Do-Right of the Royal Mounted Police should be able to locate you, expect that you'll be fined $3,000 per day. But wait, there's more. According to the, quote, Quarantine Act and Canada's, quote, Contravention Act, you are in seriously deep trouble if your escape from the quarantine inn causes someone else to get sick. Here's the law for that, quote, if a person breaks mandatory quarantine or isolation requirements and causes the death of or serious bodily harm to another person, they could face a fine of up to $1 million and imprisonment for up to 3 years or both. Yikes! Now I'm wondering if the U.S. should consider hiring these guys in Canada to be in charge of our U.S. southern border right now. Just saying. But back to sports. The NBA Toronto/Tampa Raptors are not faring very well after playing their home games in Florida this season. After winning their first NBA championship 2 years ago in 2019 and making the NBA playoffs now for 5 consecutive years, Canada's NBA Raptors are currently 20-30 on the season and are languishing 5 games out of the NBA's Eastern Conference playoff race right now. For a pro basketball team whose motto has been, "We the North," this season's journey into the warmer climate of Florida has melted this team's playoff chances into the local swamps. For baseball's Toronto Blue Jays, the team is claiming that their move to play home baseball games in the Tampa Bay area this year is currently only scheduled to last into or through the month of May. But on the other hand, according to the Toronto Blue Jays website, it could last even longer. Now, as Americans already know, trying to outguess this tricky COVID outbreak issue is pretty much useless at this point. Just when you think things are improving, things change really quickly. Based on the incredibly rigid stance, though, of the Canadian government regarding those incoming travelers from the U.S., the Toronto/Dunedin Blue Jays might want to keep their hotel reservations in the state of Florida on standby into June and maybe July and August and September. You get the idea. The team, which is currently 3-1 on the new season, is going to play its home games at Florida's Class A TD Ballpark, which has a seating capacity of 5,509 non-socially distanced fans. Based on a check of the Ticketmaster site today, Thursday's Florida home opener versus the Los Angeles Angels will cost you anywhere from $66 to $168 to attend the game in this minor league baseball park in western Florida. In Major League Baseball's abbreviated 60-game season last year in 2020, the Toronto Blue Jays played all of their home games in Buffalo, without fans, of course. Now, that stadium was available as all minor league baseball teams last year, including Buffalo, were shut down due to COVID complications. This year, the Class AAA Buffalo Bisons will need their own home stadium soon in western New York. So that's what takes us back to Florida one more time. The Tampa Bay area is having a golden opportunity to try out for a future NBA franchise by welcoming the Toronto Raptors this year. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays of Toronto are getting a chance to enjoy some additional springtime sunshine and beach time on the west coast of Florida for several more weeks. Given the onerous restrictions which the Canadian government has placed on anyone trying to enter their country via air, it appears that these two major league sports franchises located to our north have done a remarkable job of dealing with a very difficult hand in the south. Go Florida! I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.
Bye.